Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Dallas Design and Technology Incorporated is a custom automated machine builder utilizing the latest in machine vision and robotics technology. Dallas Design offers cost-effective, flexible solutions to your industry's automation challenges. Dallas Design Incorporated is located in Lexington, Ohio, and is owned by former Wellsville High School graduate Mark Stevens. Their customer list cuts across a variety of industries, including consumer goods, automotive, pharmaceutical, horticultural, military contracts, and construction. For more information, please visit DallasDesignTech.com. That's DallasDesignTech.com. Dallas Design and Technology Incorporated, integrating productivity with innovation.
Anthony's Balanced Canine out of Industry, Pennsylvania, is committed to bringing the best dog training to the tri-state area. Lead dog trainer Paul Anthony and his staff have over 50 years of combined experience in teaching dog obedience, behavior modification, and detection. AB Canine trainers use motivational, operant, and traditional training techniques to achieve the desired behavior from the dog. Paul and his staff train the dog, along with the owner, to bring the relationship between them to its fullest potential. They offer training packages so that you and your four-legged family member can work together in a classroom setting to get an A+ in both basic and intermediate dog training. To learn more about this amazing experience, visit abcanine.com. If you would like to schedule training or have any further questions, call 724-650-2930. Anthony's Balanced Canine, the ABCs of dog training.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
In Ohio, or at this time, for all members of the military, past or present, and I will make sure that you please come down on the floor. Any military members, please come down on the floor, past or present.
and we are live.
Of the 5th and 6th grade at Sutton Middle School, number 10, Mitchell Reiner. Here is one of the favorite places to watch a game. We're getting ready for the player introductions here. A beautiful ceremony earlier on here as we honored our veterans from both schools. Talk a little bit about what the atmosphere is tonight.
Oh, well, it's always hostile here when it's Wellsville versus Sutton Local. They're rival schools. They always have been. Kids are all around each other all the time, talking on social media and in person. So they play ball together, even at like the 18th Street Court, at the Y. It's a lot of intercommunication between these two teams. So
yeah, but as we saw earlier on with the honoring of our veterans, both teams put their differences aside and put on a good ceremony, didn't you think?
Oh, no doubt about that. They really know how to get along, even though they are rivals. No doubt about that.
Uh-oh! Southern Local getting ready to introduce their starters, taking a page out of Wellsville's book here. Let's see who's out. The starter for the Indians. Number three, the sophomore, Cam Grothaus, at point guard. Chase Sloan, both Sloan and Grothaus, former Wellsville Tigers. Nick May, number 12, a junior, the small forward. And number two, another guard, Dominic Pugliano for the Indians. And to wrap it up, he's the star of the tribe. Number five, a senior, Jacob Joyner. We're on the Southern Local side of the court. The Tigers, we didn't see their starters. We're getting ready for this one here. What's going to be the game plan here? Both teams coming in off losses. Tigers with a loss in overtime. Last game against Oakland, what are they going to have to do to win this one?
Well, what they're going to have to do, honestly, both teams are very athletic. They have players that can make plays on their own. They don't necessarily need a game plan to get going. They're really athletic. They have their ways of getting to the basket. They can do it on their own. They don't need any kind of isolation or a drawn-up play. They can do it on their own. So it'll be interesting to see what they do tonight, use their star power.
As we're getting ready for the tip, the starters, Cam Davis, Tristan Hinkle, Garrett Scott, Derek Suggs, and Brandon Patterson. What's going to be the keys for Southern Local and new head coach Gerald Grimm's squad?
Well, they have the height advantage, so they're going to need to use that and figure out how to penetrate the Tigers' D.
And there was a jump ball by Patterson and Joyner, but Patterson fell on it, and it's another jump ball. They're going to reset. Tigers coming in at 8-5 on the season. Indians at 7-5. Something's got to give here, people. It's rivalry night here at Southern Local High School. A fun place to play. As the tip goes to Jay Sloan. Over to number 5, Jake Joyner. Pugliano shoots the ball quickly. Air ball. Rebounded by Sloan. Missed the rebound and layup. It's out of bounds. And it's Southern Local basketball.
Good hustle there by both teams. Showing their real effort to go out there and get the ball and tip off.
And Joyner inbounds to Cam Grothaus. Over to Jay Sloan. Once again, a lot of former Tigers in this Indian lineup, but it's a turnover. Tristan Hinkle comes away with it. Over to Cam Davis. And Davis carried the ball into travel. Indians will have it.
That's just a simple mistake there by Davis. There's nothing about that. I mean, but it might come back to bite him. Turnovers are key. Turnovers are free throws, Mike. That's for sure.
No doubt. 7:30 left in the first, no score. Cam Grothaus brings it up. Dominic Pugliano passes over to Jacob Joyner, working it around the perimeter, trying to find a shot. Over to Grothaus. Shoots the two. Makes the two. Cam Broadhouse gets it going for the Indians. 2-0 Tribe. Garrett Scott on the handle. Pick play by Patterson. Patty drives the lane. Misses the layup. Rebounded by Hinkle. Gets his own rebound off the shot for three. Shots up, miss. And it's out of bounds, Indian basketball. Great transition. Great closeout defense to force the turnover if you're Southern Locals.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, but they're lucky Garrett Scott didn't make that shot. That's his bread and butter.
Once again, 6:50 left. Indians up 2-0. 6:45 left in the first quarter. Broadhouse gets the handle. Takes a shot. Over to Joyner. Fakes it to Joyner. Sloan layup is missed. Rebounded by Nick May. Nick May up to the layup. Another miss. Cam Davis on the rebound.
Davis takes the coast to coast. That's a good thing to get out of your big man. Not a lot of good teams have that.
Derek Suggs has the handle. Suggs had 37 in the loss at Oakland. Hinkle has it. Pass goes to Scott. Scott takes the three. Lockdown defender. Jay Sloan on the defense. 6:10 left. Indians 2-0 lead. Hinkle on the handle. Pass to Suggs. Suggs looking for an open lane. Doesn't see one. As Cam Grothaus is feeling confident right now. Made a jump shot, and now he's defending well. Pass goes to Hinkle. Nick May defending him. Over to Derek Suggs for three, and it's off. Rebounded by Southern. It's Jacob Joyner. Pass deep to Cam Grothaus, and it's a steal by Hinkle. Hinkle loses it. Garrett Scott has it. Great defense. And Scott gets it over the floor. Cam Grothaus with beautiful suffocation D. But Scott got it past the floor. Missed shot by Wellsville. And Patterson fouls Grothaus. That's a big call here in the opening frame of this game.
Oh, no doubt about that. Anytime you have to foul, that's huge, especially in the opening few minutes. Patterson's one of the better players for Wellsville on the big men side. So they need to be careful with him. They can't overdo it.
And Grothaus playing point. Let's see if Joyner posts up.
Grothaus, the brother of former Wellsville player Branson Grothaus, who graduated last year.
Pass from Grothaus goes into Nick May, and it's a jump ball. One thing you can see from the first few minutes of this game is Hinkle and Nick May have been all over it, but Hinkle's really been at it with the loose balls tonight.
Oh, no doubt about that. He's got some serious aggressive play. He's playing well.
Garrett Scott, pass goes to Hinkle. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Indians up 2-0. Garrett Scott shoots three, air ball. Rebounded by Tristan Hinkle again. Over to Derek Suggs, and he traveled it. That's a walk.
Good call there by the ref. Sometimes you just get in the middle of things in the swing of the play, and you just think, oh, I'm going to drive to the bucket. You take that extra step. You know, a lot of guys do that this year.
Yes, they do. It's not a great look. And 4:50 left in the first quarter, 2-0. Indians up 2-0. Grothaus has it. Pass goes inside to Jacob Joyner. Shots up. Miss. Rebounded by Jay Sloan. Underneath. Missed again. Rebounded again. Tipped away. Tiger ball. Garrett Scott has it. Drives the lane for two. And it's good. Garrett Scott on the board. Drives right at Dominic Pugliano. It's 2-2. We're all tied.
Pugliano wanted a charge there, but it didn't look like as if he had the feet set. I think that's the only thing that kept the ref away from calling that charge there.
I think Pugliano also fell down before it was called. Pugliano shoots a three, and he missed. And it's out of bounds. Tiger ball.
Nick May with the effort to pull that back in. Good work there.
4:10 left in the first quarter. We're all tied 2-2.
Nick May and I used to golf together, actually. He's a good kid.
Yeah. Like we said, we're Wellsville guys. We're playing Southern Locals, so the rivalry is strong, but we're still all friends. As Cam Davis shoots the jump shot for two, Tigers up 4-2, 3:55 left in the quarter. Cam Davis with a great shot. Jacob Joyner handles, defended by Scott. Joyner sizing up his man, can't go anywhere. Pass the ball to Pugliano. Cross court to Grothaus. 4-3, missed it. Rebounded by Cam Davis. And that's a foul on Nick May. Once again, Patterson and May getting physical down low.
That's a foul on Nick May with the over-the-back call there.
And number 11, Maximus Hart, checks in for the Indians.
You can hear the Southern Local student section there. Davis pulls up for three and misses, rebounded by Jacob Joyner. Joyner's length really contributes to his play. He's able to size guys up. His dribbling ability helps, but the length is really the difference between him making a play and not.
And there's a play right there. Jacob Joyner found the three-point mark. It's 5-4. Indians, 3 minutes left in the quarter. Hinkle passes to Scott. Scott handling Jay Sloan, one of the better defenders on this Indian team. Pass goes to Hinkle. Nick May on the defense. Over to Derek Suggs. Suggs hesitates, trying to find a lane. Suggs pass back to Hinkle, and they're working it around right over here. Garrett Scott fakes it. Shots up. Missed. Rebounded by Cam Davis. It's blocked by Matt Hart. Twice in a row. Cam Grawhouse takes it himself through the lane, hesitates, and he fires back. He might have been looking for a jump shot.
Good
and
transition.
He loses the handle.
Good transition defense there by Wellsville. Rushing back and stopping the fast break. That could have been an easy bucket, but Wellsville prevented that.
Cam Grawhouse handles and Patterson on the defense there. As now Max Hart has it. Pass goes back to Joyner. They could be looking to find an opening for number 5, the senior, Jacob Joyner.
Joyner using that length, pulls up another three.
And he makes it.
There it is.
And he lets it fly, and the arm hangs out. No short of confidence from number 5, Jacob Joyner. 8-4, 1:50 left. Southern Local is up. Derek Suggs drives the lane, and he gets it. Tigers answer back, 8-6, 1:30 left. Joyner has it, and the pass goes to Cam Grawhouse. Fakes it. Pass goes to Max Hart. 1:20 left in the first quarter, as it's 8-6, Indians. Cam Grawhouse fakes the three. Jay Sloan rebounded. Over to Joyner. Over to Max Hart, I'm sorry. Max Hart with the three. It's 11-6, Indians.
Man, the three-pointer big here on the last couple trips for Southern. There's 3 three-pointers in a row.
It's 11-6, Indians, and the foul goes on Southern.
Joyner has two of those threes, and Maximus Hart has the other. Looks like the three-ball is going to come in big here today, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt. Number 24, Ethan West, just checked in for the Indians. And the inbound goes to Suggs over to Hinkle. Take the three. Miss. Rebounded by Jacob Joyner. What a play. Joyner is feeling it. He said two of those 3 three-pointers. Joyner trying to find a pick play to get open.
Nice bounce pass by Joyner to Maximus Hart. A little behind-the-back pass there. And a miss.
Rebounded by Ethan West. And it's on the floor. It's a foul. Foul on the Tigers, 11-6, 36 seconds to go. Jacob Joyner shoots it again and makes it. And he talks in Derek Suggs' face. 14-6.
Close.
25 seconds left.
Cockiness there, but I guess he can do it if he hit 3 threes.
And they want to travel from Scott. Turnover. Cam Grawhouse. Layup. Up and foul.
Joyner again. Speaking very, he's not speaking softly, I'll tell you that. He's real loud. But, hey, he has the play to back it up. And Grawhouse goes to the line now. 14-6 Indians. It looked as if there was going to be a low-scoring affair here tonight, but now the Indians have broken open a three-pointer. Might have a different game on our hands.
14-6 Indians as Grawhouse misses the free throw. 14 seconds left here. What's the shot here if you're the Tigers?
Well, you'd want to hold it and get one more. You don't want to let Southern get another opportunity at it. They're hot. You want to draw off a play. You want to get Gareth Scott the ball. He's one of the best scorers on the squad. You want to get a bucket before the end of the quarter here.
Dominic Pugliano checks in for Tim Drahouse, as now the Tigers could hold it for one final shot.
I'd say that's the goal here. Southern sinks back deep. They know Wells was going to ask for the final shot here.
6-5. Gareth Scott drives. Fouls on Max Hart. Beautiful drive by Scott to get the foul.
That was good work there. I think Southern thought they were going to pull up a jumper for the last shot, and Scott comes in and pulls up a little floater and draws a foul here.
First free throws of the night for Wellsville here. It's 5 seconds left, 15-6, Indians. Scott, that's fires and missed.
Got to get a little arc on that, Mike. It looks like a bullet heading towards the backboard.
I saw two free throws he shot in the JV game that looked beautiful as Toby reaches that form again. Second free throw is up and made.
There it is.
15-7, 5 seconds left. As now, Joyner has it. Shots up, missed. At the end of the first quarter, Indians 15, Tigers 7. You're listening on YSN Live, /Walton.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
We're back here at Southern Local High School, home of the Indians. 15-7, Southern Local. They're rolling here in the first half. What's the best thing you've seen from Southern so far?
Oh, well, obviously the three ball. If you haven't been watching the game there, Mike, they've been busting them from behind the arc.
Yes, they have. 4 3-pointers in the first quarter for the Indians.
That's 12 of their 15 points there, Mike.
Really? I mean, just... Three of them by Jake Joyner and one of them by Max Hart. So let's see what the Indians do here. Cam Drawhouse has it. Trap drives the lane. Pass back out to Ethan West. Over to Cam Drawhouse. Shots up and missed. Rebounded by Drawhouse. It's out of bounds and it's Tiger ball.
A three ball's been the equalizer. And as you can see, they didn't pull up for one there. They tried the mid-range game. They're trying to open up other facets of their game. I'd say stick with what works. And if they ain't broke, don't fix it.
And Hinkle has it. Pass goes to Patterson. Down low. Lamp is missed. Rebounded by Cam Davis. Over to Patterson. Back to Scott for three. It's off. Air ball. And Max Hart down on the rebound. It is a timeout for Gerard Grimm. We'll be right back.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
We're back. Jacob Joyner has the handle. 7-10 left in the second half. In the first half, Indians 15, Tigers 7.
I'd say get Joyner involved here. Get him open. And that's 5 seconds up top without any movement, so Wellsville gets the ball now.
Coach Grimm is not happy about that one. Tiger ball, Hinkle inbound. What's the thing the Tigers have to do to get back in here and control the tempo?
Well, they've got to start playing out upon the arc. They got to let them go inside. They got to make them shoot uncomfortable shots. In Lovesville, they have to start shooting their game. They have to start shooting outside threes. There it is. Cam Davis shoots one and hits the rim, bounces up, and hits a pipe that's out of bounds here in the stadium.
And Jacob Joyner here on the inbound. Once again, if you're just joining us, 6:50 left. 15-7 Indians in the half.
Wellsville attempting to do a press, and then they back off. They decide against it.
Joyner
taking Cam Davis to the rack.
Ethan West shoots it up, way off, rebounded by Hinkles. Cam Davis handles it. Hinkles open. Jared Scott doesn't see him. As Grodhouse guarding Scott, really the matchup of this game. Suggs has it, guarded by Joyner. Over to Davis. 6:15 left in the half. Tigers looking for a shot. Shots up by Scott. Miss, rebounded by Derek Suggs. Derek Suggs drives the lane pass. Goes to Hinkle. Missed the layup. And it's rebounded by Max Hart. Jacob Joyner has it himself. And he takes the layup. Foul called. And it'll go to the line.
Good Euro step there by Jacob Joyner to kind of free himself and draw the foul there.
Indy's doing a great job of moving it in transition. 6 minutes left in the half. 15-7 Indy.
And not only the transition, but their ball movement on offense is just unparalleled. They're finding the open man, and they're sharing the sugar.
Oh, yeah. They definitely are. As that's Jacob Joyner's 13th point, looking for point number 14 in this half. The fact that Joyner has four... Sorry about that. Hold on 1 second. It now is 11 points for the Indians here as the 1-3 was by Max Hart. And it's 17-7 Indians. Jared Shaw has it. Cam Davis takes the shot. Patterson has it. Pass goes to Suggs. What are the Tigers trying to do here? They're passing the ball around in the perimeter.
They have a box set. Two top guys on the elbow go pick down, and they try to they're trying to hit the interior of the D here. They want to lay up. They want to get a guy off position, maybe catch him behind a pick. They can't seem to be able to draw anybody else out. Patterson kicks to Suggs, and Suggs shoots a three, and it's in.
17-7 Tribe. 5 minutes left. Grodhouse has it. Pass goes to Hart. Pass goes to Joyner. This is a three. He faded away, but no call. Hinkle on the rebound. Scott drives the lane. For himself, 4-2. It's good. Dominic Pugliano wants a charge call again. He is not happy. 17-12. Indians. Cam Grodhouse has it. Tigers forcing the Tribe to slow things down.
Joyner drives it himself. Goes up with it and draws the foul once again. Joyner's been able to get to the bucket effectively and shoot. So he's doing exactly what you want from your all-star on offense.
And Joyner makes the first. It's 18-12 Indians. Nick May checks back in.
Joyner has 12 points. That's how many Wellsville has as well. So you can see the effect that he has on this game today. Fingerprints are all over it. And there's his 13th point with that free throw, 19-12 Indians.
Darian Suggs handles the ball, 19-12. 4:30 left in the half. Darian Suggs checked in for the Tigers a little bit ago. Davis has it. That goes to Garrett Scott. Over to Cam Davis. Davis trying to find an opening. Pass goes to Scott. Scott drives it. Shots up good. And the crowd wanted it to travel, but it's 19-14 Indians.
The Tigers have worked themselves back into this game. If they can get a few stops, they're right with them.
Yes, they are. As Garrett Scott scores the pass 4 points for the Tigers. Pass from Joyner goes to May. Over to Jay Sloan. Layup is good. Jay Sloan, number 23, just checked back in. Makes the layup. What a clean play there if you're Gerard Grimm. 21-14, 3:45 left.
Good drive there by Patterson, and it's a clean layup.
Little finger roll, George Gervin there, Mike.
Yeah, he didn't even have to use glass. It's 21-16 Indians now.
Jay Sloan has it in a trap, dribbles away from it. It takes the layup and misses it. Rebounded by Derek Suggs. Suggs looking to find an opening. Drives it. Almost loses his handle. Pass goes to Scott. Layup is up, and he wants a foul, but he doesn't get it. Patterson with the rebound. Cam Davis has it. Loses the handle again. And he keeps it. Davis still has it. Pass goes to Darian Suggs. Fake the three. Pass goes to Davis. Shots up. Missed. Rebounded by Patterson, and the Tigers are attacking the board. Layup by Patterson, up and missed. Layup again, and he gets the foul. Five tries for the Tigers, but they get it back, and they're going to the line.
Getting a little excited there, Michael.
That was just an unbelievable sequence of offensive rebounding by Wellsville there. Patterson heads to the line.
Patterson hits his first. That makes it 21-17 Indians.
And think about it. The game was 21-14 and 21-12 even before that. But the Tigers are climbing back. If Patterson makes his second, 21-18 Indians, 2:56 left in the first half. Joyner has it. Pass goes to Pugliano. Pugliano dribbles and drives. This is the layup. Great defense by Patty. Suggs on the drive himself. Sees an open lane. He attacks, and he makes it. 21-20 Indians, and Southern's defense is growing thin here a little bit.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Wellsville's using what they do best, their fast-break offense, to get these points. And the second chance points don't help either, for if you're Southern anyways. Joyner up top.
And it's a turnover. A no-look pass by Joyner backfires. Darian Suggs drives the lane, and he made it! Right over Jacob Joyner. What defense by Joyner, but Darian Suggs finishes in the lane. Dominic Pugliano drives, and it's a turnover for Southern Local. 22-21, the Tigers have taken the lead. 2:06 left in the half.
Huge run here by the Tigers. I'd have to say close to a 7-0 run, if not more, for Wellsville.
Derek Suggs gets it himself. Shoots a three. Over the backboard, out of bounds, Indian ball. Mitchell, talk about that last play Darian Suggs just had. He had the ball in transition. He saw Jacob Joyner coming. Joyner played great defense, and Suggs was able to finish over the top of the lane. Hold on 1 second. Suggs gets it back. Darian Suggs misses the shot. It's out of bounds. Tiger ball. Run me through that last play.
Well, it's a comment on that. You go up and you feel a guy behind you. Your first natural reaction is to pull up as fast as you can. That's just the natural feel and your fear in your body. But he had the self-awareness to double clutch with both hands, calm down, and just put up a good layup and avoid the slap. It was great. It was great.
Tigers have it. 1:40 left in the first half. 22-21. Wellsville has their first lead. Garrett Scott has it. Derek Suggs gets it from Scott. Scott trying to find an opening.
Suggs up top, trying to take Joyner, kicks it out to other Suggs, and little Suggs just knocks out a three. That's 25-21 Tigers. Southern out on the fast break, though.
Brother Darian made a three, and it is an offensive foul. Tigers have it, and the Tigers have gone on an 11-0 run as Wellsville in control. 25-21, they have the basketball. And it looks like number
21. Number 21, Brock Smalley in for the Indians here.
The freshman. Let's see if the freshman Brock Smalley could be a prime time player.
The only freshman here on this roster. Let's see what he has.
Garrett Scott drives the lane. Lamp is missed. Thought he got fouled. Nick May gets the rebound. Southern has it a minute to go. Pass goes to Jay Sloan. Over to Nick May, and that's a travel. Wellsville has the ball, 56 seconds left.
And who'd have thought at the offset of this game, Mike? It was 14-6 at one point. Southern was dominating, especially Jacob Joyner, and now he's kind of phased out.
as Garrett Scott has it. Pass goes to Derek Suggs. Layup is up, and it's off of Suggs. No, it isn't. It's Tiger ball. The referee called it off of Joyner, but it is Tiger ball. It looks like it was off Suggs' hand. 45 seconds left. Scott gets it. Fakes a three. 25-21 Tigers. Darian Suggs shoots it again. Misses. Rebounded. Spike. Jacob Joyner. Garrett Scott. Jacob Joyner fighting for the ball. And it's a foul. And it's on the Tigers. What hustle if your Garrett Scott just couldn't get to the ball, huh?
Oh, yeah. You're a smaller guy. You need to figure out a way to get in there. And that's him. That's his way. A little feistiest. And, hey, I can't complain. I was the same way.
Max Hart gets the inbound. Patterson trying to play defense, but he loses himself. Nick May makes the layup. 23-25. Tigers. Derek Suggs fakes a three, drives the lane, misses the layup, and it's a jump ball. Max Hart, Darian Suggs fighting for it. It remains Tiger ball. Ever since the timeout as Matt Ross and Check Jr., what have you seen by the Tigers on this run?
Well, they're playing a lot better defense. They're not letting Southern penetrate and kick like they were previously. And they're playing D up higher, up at the white line, the volleyball line, as some like to call it. They're picking them up earlier. That way they don't have as much free reign to isolate and get the shots off that they want.
It's deflected out of bounds. Derek Suggs had it. 21 seconds left. Who do you go here through here if you're Bug Thompson?
Well, if you're Bug Thompson, little Suggs, number three, has really been banging out the threes here as of late. So I'd go to him. He's the hot hand.
Cam Davis missed the layup. As Southern Mokel has it for one final shot, it looks like it's going to be number five, Jacob Joyner. Joyner looking for an opening. The whole crowd knows what's going to happen next. Is he going to fake a three? He passed off to Max Hart, and he missed it. It's the end of the first half. Wellsville Tigers, 25. Southern Lithuanians 23. You've been listening on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Mitchell, we've got a great one.
Oh, no doubt about that, Mike. Two teams going at each other hard but friendly. You know, it's respectable. These guys are hustling. They're shooting threes. They're going after the ball. It doesn't get any better than that.
No doubt. And we'll be right back here for our second half on YSN Live. We'll see you in a just. Keep it right here.
We are the leaders.
We are here at every school.
In every city. We can make a difference.
At some point, nearly every person in America goes to school. If you want to make a difference, that's a good place to start.
You can reach one of us.
You can reach all of us.
And it all starts right here.
This is the place to make a difference.
With huddles, coach and team Bible studies, and our chaplain program, FCA does make a difference.
We will make a difference.
We are the future.
Every student, every school.
And we will make a difference.
And I guarantee it.
This is the time.
We will make a difference. Let's build our schools together. Building leaders. Leadership with a purpose.
Now.
here at Southern Local High School, home of the Indians. Tigers 25, Southern Local 23. Assistant principal here of Southern Local, head coach of the football team, Rich Wright, is out here announcing the high school volleyball team to honor them, a great honor for the undefeated regular season Indians. They made it to the district finals. Talk about what that, I mean, you've been on some great teams at Wellsville in basketball. What is it like when you really dominate in a regular season and get honored in that certain way?
Oh, well, it gives you that confidence to come into next season if you're not a senior that you're going to come in and you're going to do the same thing the next year. It's just a reassurance thing, really. We never had a ceremony like this, but it really does affect the way you come in the next year and your confidence heading into life thereafter. No doubt about that there, Mike. No doubt.
It's 25-23, Tigers. What's the biggest thing you've seen from both teams? I mean, both teams have really been going at it, but after a first quarter, really, Southern took over in the first quarter, but then the Tigers started to turn the tide. They won on an 11-0 run before the Indians answered back. Talk a little bit about what both teams have done.
Well, Southern Local has been able to open up the floor, get a couple threes off, really spread the floor. And when those threes are hitting, Michael, then that means you're able to penetrate the defense, drive, and get easy buckets. Towards the end, that wasn't the case for them. But in the beginning, if they can get back to that, then they'll be successful. Wellsville's been playing great defense on the backside there. The last quarter there, they really clamped down, didn't let Southern score, and use the best of their fast break opportunities. If they can use the best of their fast break chances, they'll continue to hold the lead and hopefully win the game.
Yeah, definitely. Those teams have really been playing hard. You have to think Gerard Grimm, after having a big lead December the 12th on Wellsville's court and losing, you would think he would really want to win this game tonight as a first-year head coach of Southern. Aaron Blatch was a wonderful coach here at Southern, but what are the real positive things that you've seen from Gerard Grimm here?
Well, I like the way he coaches. He's very influential with his play. He's really involved, I should say. He's up. He's moving around. He's talking to every guy coming in and off the floor. He gives them a mindset, from what I can see in this first half of ball here, to play upbeat, stay on top of things, and continue to – and this is how you win basketball games, Michael. You can't lay back and let things happen. You got to attack. You got to go after what you want. And I think he's really instilled that in them on the floor and off this year.
Most definitely. And you can see his animated body language while the game's going on. He's jumping around. He's excited. He's fired up. Kind of been what really has motivated Southern throughout this. Let's see if they keep it up.
Oh, I think they will. There's no doubt about that. Southern keeps positive going out. Out here, they're shooting around now, as is Wellsville. Both teams seem to have a good vibe, and I don't see anything happening to really shift the game. It's close. It's literally 2-point difference, so it's going to be an exciting rest of the half here, that's for sure. This last half's going to be explosive. These two teams have been rivals for years. It's always a fun atmosphere, especially when you're a rival team. You get to experience that crowd, feel that opposition. Me, personally, I always like the opposition. I like to go away. I like to make a crowd silent, as they say. Put a dagger away, and you hear just that emptiness. You know you've done your job.
Yeah, most definitely. The Indians have done that, and there's in a few of their seven wins, especially their one over Crestview a few nights ago, as Indians have got off to a fast start in the first quarter, but then they kind of slowed down. Their biggest contributor is the undoubted star of their team, number 5, Jacob Joyner. He has 13 points, and he's just been really all over the place, rebounding the ball with steals. One thing the Southern Local cannot do, Mitchell, and I think we have to agree on this, is turn the ball over.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. That's key for any game, though, Mike. If we're going into turnovers are big for any basketball game. If we're going to go into some specifics, I think that Southern needs to pull back on the reins a little bit, try and open up their shooting lanes once again, And if they can do that successfully, they'll open up the floor and be able to drive and just get involved and figure out a way to beat this Tiger defense. And when it comes to Wellsville's side, Wellsville needs to keep up their defense. Wellsville needs to keep up their defensive prowess, and they need to open up. So if they keep getting into their hot hands on both sides of the ball, I think that we'll be able to figure this thing out. It'll be a big game here today.
And now we're getting ready to start the third quarter of action. Tigers 25, Indians 23 here at Southern. Once again, we're sorry we can't bring you the visual tonight, but it's a beautiful floor. Once again, one of the best gyms out, as one of the best gyms you could go watch a ball game at. It's a phenomenal atmosphere, and we're getting ready to get started. As Cam Davis has the early foul on Jacob Joyner, and Joyner takes it out.
And that's huge. To open up a half with a foul, that's not good for your morale, in my opinion.
Yeah. You get the fouls, and the morale slows down.
That's right.
Cam Davis has it. Pass goes to Dominic Pugliano. Shoots the jump shot, and he missed. Rebounded by brother Darian Suggs. His brother Derek is on the floor as well. Pass goes to Cam Davis. Back to Derek Suggs. Slam is up and good. Derek Suggs makes it 27-23. Tigers, 7-25. Left in the third. Pass goes to Jay Sloan, and the layup is good. Tigers 27, Indians 25, 7:15 left as Darian Suggs has it.
And that's two big buckets by both squads here. Quick ones, too. Quick layups. So let's see who responds first. Clamps down and really prevents them from doing what they want to do on both sides of the ball.
Suggs, pass to Suggs. Back to brother Darian. Darian Suggs wants a pick. Picked by Patterson. Suggs fires away with the jump shot. Missed. Rebounded by Jay Sloan.
Whoever puts the clamps down on defense first is really going to pull away with this one, I have a feeling. It's all by making the first move.
What a beautiful pass by Pugliano to Grothaus. Missed the jump shot. Rebounded by Jay Sloan. And he's got four early points for the Tribe here in the half. 27-27, 6:20 left.
Garrett Scott up top here. Passes to Patterson. Patterson goes up with it and misses. Rebounded by number three, Darian Suggs. And Darian Suggs pulls up with a mid-range jump shot. Makes it. Beautiful.
29-27. Cam Grothaus gets it himself. Shots up. Miss. Rebounded by Nick May. Layup and good. And both teams are moving fast, but not fouling. 29-29. We're all tied.
And there's a foul there. Mike, you spoke too soon. Garrett Scott pulls up with it. Gets fouled.
Garrett Scott headed to the line. 5:50 left. 29-29. He missed his first free throw, but made a second.
Gary here at the line. He's been spotty this morning. I'm sorry, this afternoon. And he hits the first one.
Well, I guess it could be morning like in other countries, maybe. I mean,
oh, well, Mike, we're over here in Ohio, so we need to keep it here at YSN Live. He takes the first one and makes the second. He's right back on. See, I was wrong. He hasn't been spotty. He's right back online here.
And also, Darian Suggs with the steal. Sorry about that. Gets it himself. Layup is up and missed. Rebounded by Cam Davis underneath. Davis has it. Pass goes to Patty. Layup is up. Missed. Rebounded by Joyner. And a foul by Darian Suggs, but it's not a smart play if you're Wellsville.
Oh, no. The more fouls you give up, the less aggressive you can play. And that's a no-brainer here. If you know anything about basketball, so Wellsville needs to pull back on the reins, like I said earlier, play good defense without fouling, and hopefully pull the momentum in their favor.
Hinkle just checks in for the Tigers. Joyner inbound. Pass goes to Pugliano, back to Joyner. Joyner drives himself, looking for an opening. Ball goes off Tinkle, and the ref blows the whistle as it'll be Southern ball.
There's a kick ball there. Good call by the ref. And Joyner takes it out now.
5:33 left in the third quarter. 31-29 Tigers. Pass goes outside the Cam Grott house, sorry.
Joyner has it up top, sizing up Cam Davis.
Joyner crossover, picked by May. Joyner passes outside to Grothaus. Grothaus looking around for a player to pass to, and he can't find anybody, and Joyner gets it from going way up top with those long arms.
Joyner pulls up, missed, rebounded by Darian Suggs. Darian kicks it to his brother Derek. Derek drives up the court himself, finds Derek Scott in the corner, and Derek drives himself. Finds Hinkle.
Over to Derek Suggs. Layup is good. 33-29.
That was a nice pop by Derek Suggs. Cross court. Cam Davis had the awareness to know it was coming, and it was smooth.
Dominic Tugli on a layup is missed. Rebounded by Hinkle.
Derek pulls up. Oh, never mind then. It kind of fell out of his hand. And that looks like a possible turnover for Wellsville. And
it is. Jacob Joyner will take it out. 4:27 left in the third quarter. Tigers 33, Indians 29. Pass goes to Sloan. Over to Nick May. Layup is up and missed. Rebounded by Tristan Hinkle, and he's fouled by Max Hart.
Max Hart was trying to play aggressive there, get his hands on the ball, and he overstepped. That's the thing, you can't overstep. You got to know where you're at and what you're doing. You can't afford those fouls.
4:20 left, 33-29 Tigers, as Darian inbounds to brother Derek, as Wellsville takes it up. Suggs over to Suggs. Darian pass to Hinkle. Over to Garrett Scott. Down low to Hinkle again. Hook shot. Miss. Rebounded by Jay Sloan. Tipped by Hinkle. And that is not a good call if you're Tristan Hinkle. An unnecessary reach in there from Wellsville. And that might be their third or fourth foul and a half. Not a good sign.
Hinkle really, he wanted to just get a little tip by there, see if he can poke it out, but he reached around and got the foul called. You got to be careful.
Grothaus gets it past to Ethan West. Ethan West just checked in. 3:50 left. It's a low-scoring half. 33-29, Tigers. Grothaus pass to Hart. Hart layup up. Missed, rebounded by Ethan West, and that's a beautiful rebound and put back. 33-31, 3:30 left.
Hinkle has the ball now. Kick to Garrett Scott.
Scott over to Davis.
Garrett needs to get back in this game here, get his scoring going, because when he's scoring, Wellsville plays better.
It's a turnover by Wellsville. Cam Davis turned it over. Jake Joyner has it. Crossover through the lane, loses the ball. Hinkle pass deep to Garrett Scott, I'm sorry. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Jay Sloan. 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 33-31. Grothaus takes it up.
Grothaus here kicks to Maximus Hart. Hart pulls for three, misses. And it's Wellsville's ball, and it is out of bounds after the shot there. Patterson checks in now for Garrett Scott. That's huge. They take one of their better scorers out, put a big man in. Maybe they saw a mismatch they can exploit. Maybe a little better defensive set with some height in there.
Suggs pass over to Davis, and it's a timeout for Wellsville. We'll be right back.
Buck Thompson wants a break.
Anthony's Balanced Canine out of Industry, Pennsylvania, is committed to bringing the best dog training to the tri-state area. Lead dog trainer Paul Anthony and his staff have over 50 years of combined experience in teaching dog obedience, behavior modification, and detection. AB Canine Trainers use motivational, operant, and traditional training techniques to achieve the desired behavior from the dog. Paul and his staff train the dog, along with the owner, to bring the relationship between them to its fullest potential. They offer training packages so that you and your four-legged family member can work together in a classroom setting to get an A+ in both basic and intermediate dog training. To learn more about this amazing experience, visit abcanine.com. If you would like to schedule training or have any further questions, call 724-650-2930. Anthony's Balanced Canine, the ABCs of dog training.
Tigers are back. 33-21 Tigers and Indians. Tigers are up. 2:18. Tigers have the ball. 2:18 left in the third. Tigers have it. 33-31. Suggs at the top. I think if Suggs gets more involved, but he has a lot of the points, and a lot of them are just from drives, simple plays, way up, you know. Lovesville's spreading the love here, trying to get everybody involved. Everyone's touched the ball this possession, and that's the sign of a good offense. All five guys are a key component of this offense. Everyone's touched the ball, and it continues to go that way. And Derek Suggs pulls up on a layup, and there we go. Like I just said, Mike Tony Romo out here. Beautiful call there, Mitchell. 35-31 Tigers, 1:35 left. Strouthouse has it. Pass goes out to Ethan West, 24. West fakes it. Pass goes out to Jay Sloan. Over to Cam Strouthouse. Strouthouse drives the lane. Pass back to Ethan West. And it's good. What a beautiful pass, Strouthouse to West. Suggs drives the lane himself. Layup is up and... it stays there. Stuck on the spring box there, Michael. You see that every so often. Stuck on the spring box, and now they're going to call it a jump ball. And if you're Wellsville, you got to be kicking yourself there. And Tristan Hinkle will inbound it. 35-33, a minute 12 left. Patterson has it. Blocked and a foul. Max Hart a little bit too over-aggressive there. He picks up a foul, and Brandon Patterson's head to the line.
Patterson here. The foul shot's all about banging your knees, Mike. So it all starts at the bottom. And he makes the first.
Really efficient at the free throw line, making his first three free throws to see if he can make four in a row. Free throws up and missed. Rebounded by Ethan West.
Maximus Hart has it. Takes baseline. Goes up with it. Missed. Rebounded by Derek Suggs. Derek takes it.
And Suggs is out to the race. It's 4-2. Layup is good. Goes right at Joyner. And it's 38-33. Tigers.
That speed and athleticism was what that was there, Michael. He just went out for it and got it. I mean, that's all you have to do. When you are blessed with that kind of ability, it's simple. The game of basketball becomes simple. Fast LeBron James.
38-33. Wellsville here. I would ask LeBron. I wonder what he'd say about that. Probably would have liked it. As Ethan West drives it in for two. He has 6 points here in the third. 38-35, Tigers. Patterson gets it. Pass back out to Suggs.
Suggs with a floater. Beautiful. Man, he's a real key contributor here today. Every time you look, you see him driving to the bucket, shooting a floater, shooting a jumper. He's really been a big reason why Wells was ahead. Joyner pulls up in a last-second shot and misses. That will end the quarter here. We're going into the fourth. Wellsville 40, Southern Oklahoma 35. We'll be right back here on YSNLive.com. Forward slash Wells.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
We're back here at Southern Local High School, home of the Indians. 40-35 Tigers. The
start of the fourth quarter. And if you're Wellsville here, you don't look at this as 35-40. You look at it as 5-0. It's a brand new game, and you have a 5-point handicap lead there. So that's the way I always used to look at it. I think it's a good way mentally of going in. And there's a foul there. Wellsville committed the foul, and now Jay Stallone is at the line here for the Indians.
Sloan's free throw is up, miss. And let's see if he makes the second. to 35. Free throw is a big key here down the stretch, Mitchell.
Oh, we've seen that in every game we've commentated. There it is again. He misses. Those could be big down the line. Those could be the difference between a win and a loss here for Southern Oakland.
Suggs rebounded. Pass to Davis. Over to Scott. Back to Suggs.
Wellsville playing methodically here, trying to get the best shot possible while milking some clock. I don't blame him. I would do the same thing.
As Scott passes Davis over to Suggs. 7:15 left in the fourth. Tigers trying to steal this one on the road.
Wellsville running their classic pass and cut offense, trying to find a man.
Darian Suggs has it, pass to Brandon Patterson. Patty passes to Scott. Scott loses the ball, out of bounds, Tiger ball.
Hey, that's fine if you're Wellsville. You want to run as much clock off here as you can. And you want to score in the process. That's just icing on the cake. If you run clock, that's your priority. But if you can get a score off the end of it, why not?
And it's 40-35, Tigers, 6:50 left. Darian Suggs has it, drives the lane for two. Missed, rebounded by Ethan West. Pass out to Joyner, and there's a foul on Derek Suggs. Another foul. Tigers, they might have this one slipping away due to foul trouble, Mitchell.
Well, if they can control it now and keep their defense non-aggressive, which that's tough to do in this kind of basketball, if they can pull back on the range, just let stuff come to them. Oh, there's an over and back here on Southern Local.
And that's on Southern Local here. Joyner inbounded to West. Joyner wanted to get the ball back. He went back court, though.
He was just a touch too far by 1 foot, it looks like, maybe. And that's all you need to have a backcourt violation, and as well as the ball. That's a huge turnover. That's another possession that Wellsville can drain some clock and get a good shot on.
Garrett Scott has it past Darian Suggs. Over to Scott. Scott hesitates. Pass to Patty. Over to Cam Davis.
The T.O.P., time of possession. It's all about that talk, Mike.
Yes, it is. It's really key in football, but it is in basketball, too. As the pass is shot, just Derek Suggs. That's a two-pointer, 42-35. Tigers, it's a foul on Darian Suggs. Is that the bonus for Southern?
That last shot's huge, Michael. They managed to run some clock and get a good bucket. If they can do that every possession down, then they'll win this game.
Jacob Joyner has it here. 6:10 left in the game. 42-35, Tigers.
And there's no reason for Southern to feel pressured or in a hurry here. But they need to keep it in the back of their minds that they need to get some scoring possessions together.
Jay Sloan misses, rebounded by Max Hart. What a play by the junior, Max Hart, in 42-37.
Southern Local pressing here, but Wellsville seems to break it, and that's a kick ball there. Should be Wellsville.
5:47 left in the game. 5-point lead for the Tigers, 42-37. We're Wellsville.
Wellsville here in a box set. And Derek Suggs passes to Patterson. Patterson out to Darian. And they're going to hold the ball once again. They have a 5-point lead, and they just want a good bucket here. That's all. Pass and cut here for Wellsville. What they've ran all year, and it seems to work. So why not?
Patterson has it. Pass goes to Scott. And a clock continues to run. Southern can't be happy. But this is a strategy for Wellsville. You know, you're in foul trouble. You can't afford to foul. So hold the ball and force Southern to foul.
The longer you have that basketball, the less time you have to spend on defense. And that's a win for Wellsville, especially with the fouls they've given up the first three quarters.
Clock continues to run. 5 minutes left. Tigers up by five. Pass goes to Patty. Over to Suggs. Blocked by Matt Cart. And it's rebounded by Patty.
It might be blocked, but they need to slow it down. And Buck Thompson calls a timeout before anything goes wrong. Smart on his part. We'll be right back here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville.
4:54 left in the game. 42-37. We'll be right back. Tigers.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
And we're back as the Tigers are getting ready to inbound here. Pass goes to Darian Suggs.
Like you said, it's all about that time of possession. If Wellsville can keep it up, they're on track to win this game.
Patterson pass back to Suggs. Once again, 4:40 left in this game. 42-37 Tigers.
And if you're Southern, you might want to think about starting to be a little more aggressive, try and cause a turnover. You can't foul, though.
Darian Suggs pass to Davis. Back to Derek Suggs. Over to Garrett Scott. 4:20 left. Tigers still have it. Running the clock. Cam Davis. And it's a turnover. Max Hart gets on the floor. And it is Indian ball. But the Tribe almost turns it over. Over to Jay Sloan. Cam Grothaus has it. 4-3. And he missed. Rebounded underneath, and it's a foul.
It looks like Jacob Schwerner was a little knocked around here when they went to collide, but looks like he's still in the game.
And they call it a shooting foul. But Schwerner will head the line for
no,
two.
No, not Schwerner. It is actually Jace Sloan. Schwerner was off ball, and Jace misses the first. Still a 5-point lead by Wellsville here. 4:02 left in the game.
We're sorry, we were both wrong. We were both missed. We had an obstructed view. It was Bradley Sloan, the young freshman, who shot those two free throws and missed.
Oh, they look a lot alike there, Mike. I mean, they're brothers, so can't really blame us, right?
Yeah. 42-37. Definitely the Sloans, what athletes they are. And it's 42-37 Tigers. Bradley Sloan getting some minutes in varsity. What a young athlete. Patterson pass to Davis. Underneath, layup is good. And after 2 minutes of holding the ball, the Tigers extend their lead 44-37, 3:38 left. Grothaus, right back. Cam Grothaus draws the lane for two, and he makes it 44-39. We're all getting excited here at Southern Local. Pass goes to Patterson. Darian Suggs fouled by Cam Grothaus. As it's 44-39, it's Tigers.
Well, the strategy that Wellsville has seems to be working. They're holding the ball, trying to keep everything themselves. And honestly, if they can start drawing fouls here in the next couple minutes, they're on track to win this game. They have a 5-point lead. If they don't have any mistakes here, which is easier said than done. And that's a backcourt. As soon as I said that, it's Southern ball.
Darian Suggs with a nonchalant turnover, like he wasn't paying attention there, and it's Indians having the ball here. 3:15 left in the game, 44-39, it's not over.
Southern needs to act quick, though. Yes, they have plenty of time, but if they don't be aggressive.
And like you said, Max Hart drives the lane for two and the foul.
There we go. I may eat my words there. Maximus Hart aggressively drives to the cup and gets the and one. Let's see if he can convert it. 44 Tigers, 41 Indians.
It looks like the foul was on Cam Davis. Max Hart with a big time free throw. And it is missed. Urib, it looks like he's going to fall out. The rim backed in and in.
It took a gentle roll around the rim. That's that one was given to him. Someone's looking out for him, Mike.
Cam Davis feeling the trap. Pass goes to Scott. Up for the layup. Missed it.
Good awareness there by Garrett Scott to up fake and get the bigger man off his feet and draw for the layup and get the foul. Basketball 101.
No doubt. As Scott will shoot two free throws. First free throw is up, missed. Three minutes left in the ball game. 44-42, Tigers. Second free throw up and good. 45-42, Tigers.
That's a three-point lead now for the Tigers, but that could be quickly erased. A controversial foul there. One of the Southern players falls, and they call a foul on number three, Darian Suggs.
And this is exactly what Gerard Grimm wants. Getting fouls for his against the Tigers so his team can go to the free throw line.
They're in the bonus here. Beautiful.
And now Jay Sloan is at the line. First free throw up and missed. Rebounded by Jake Joyner underneath. Layup is up there. Good. What a shot by Jake Joyner. What a play.
A turnaround hook there. Nothing but net. You can't fast for any better. Now with a one-point lead for Loco turns it over.
Bradley Sloan pass to Cam Grohaus. This is three. And it's out of bounds. Indian ball.
Southern ball now. They're down by one. They have it on their own end of the court here. Wild here in the gym. Let me tell you. If you can't.
45-41 pass goes to Cam Grohaus. Underneath the Joyner. Joyner fakes it again, looking for it, and it's a travel. And the Tigers put up the traveling symbol there.
The Tigers crowd going nuts here today.
We just saw 100, 300 people on the Wellsville side. People travel. And the Tigers have the ball.
The Tigers asking for a technical call here on one of their former Southern players.
45-41, the Wellsville Tigers. 2:30 left in the ballgame. Pass goes to Darian Suggs. Underneath to brother Derek. Over to Garrett Scott. Scott drives. Foul on Jay Sloan. And now the Tigers shifting momentum, trying to get fouls called their way, Mitchell.
Oh, no doubt about that. And the only way you can do that is play good basketball. You can't hope for them. You can't ask for them. You got to just play good basketball, and the fouls will come. You got to play good enough offense to make them foul. You got to make them do it, or else it's not going to happen. Wellsville seems to be finding the key to that now.
Derek Suggs pass to Patterson. Underneath the shot. Blocked. Rebounded by Darian Suggs. And it's a jump ball. And it is Tiger ball. 2:14 left in this game. 45-44. Wellsville. Timeout, Bud Compton. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
We're back. 2:14 to go. In regulation, Tigers 45, Indians 44. What do both teams have to do to keep their composure and win this game?
Wellsville needs to hold the ball and make Southern foul them. They have a lead. It might be slim. It's only 1 point. But, hey, they have the advantage. You got to keep the ball. If you have a good shot, take it. But if not, keep a hold of it. Make them get it off you.
As the pass goes out to Darian Suggs. Fakes it. Shoots a jump shot. Missed it. rebounded by Garrett Scott, and that is not a good look if you're Gerard Grimm's squad. A missed rebound. Patterson has it. Pass goes out the shot. Kick ball, Tiger ball. 1:59 left, 45-44 Tiger.
It's all about time and score there, Mike. You have less than 2 minutes left. You have a one-point lead. Unless you have a perfect shot, you're not taking it. You're going to hold it. You're going to make the clock drain. And if you get a shot off and score here, it's huge. It's huge.
Pass goes deep to Darian Suggs. Kim Grothaus defending. 1:50 left in the game. Tigers up 45-44. Derek Suggs has it.
Can't be floating passes. You got to make these crisp.
1:40 left as Suggs passes to Scott. Pass out to Patterson. The ball is picked out. But Patterson gets it back. Pass goes to Scott. Six. Pass goes back to Suggs. Foul on Joyner.
Wellsville showing real composure, not taking the lane to drive or take open shots. They're holding on to the ball and draining that clock, and now it's paying off for them. Joyner fouls for Southern, and now Darian Suggs is at the line with a chance to convert some points.
First free throw in the bonus for Wellsville all game. Darian Suggs, one of their better free throw shooters at the line. That's what Bug wanted. Shots up by Suggs. Missed it, though, and it's rebounded by Max Hart. And it is a timeout for Gerard Grimm. 45-41. 44, I'm sorry. 45-44. We'll be right back.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
And we're back here. A big miss free throw by Darian Suggs and Indians have it. Cam Grothaus, dribbles, sees an open lane.
Another big thing to remember here, Southern has the jump ball era if it comes down to it. That could be the difference between winning and losing in this game. Grothaus dribbles into a corner.
It's a foul on Suggs as Cam Grothaus will head to the line. Let's see if the Indians are in the double bonus yet.
Suggs has five fouls now. He's out.
And Derek Suggs fouls out of the game.
Matt Lawson in now.
That's big time if you're Wellsville as Derek Suggs finishes with
14 points there, Mike.
No, that was...
I apologize. It was 19 points. He walked away 19 up the lot. It's Cam Grothaus hits the free throw to tie it up.
Grothaus trying to take the lead. 45-45. It's all tied. Can Grothaus make it? And he does. 1:07 left. Wellsville has it. Darian Suggs. Once again, Derek Suggs fouled out. Cam Davis has it. It's open. Take three. Smith. Rebounded by Bradley Sloan. Out to Cam Grothaus. Grothaus drives it in. Tip. And it's turnover. Tiger ball, 50 seconds left. 46-45. Southern Local, 50 seconds left.
See, and that's huge there. Cam Grothaus wants to get the pass off, but Wellsville has the presence of mind to stick with it. Wellsville has the ball now. Garrett Scott drives. Jump stop.
And he's fouled.
Beautiful move there by Garrett Scott. A pound dribble, a jump stop, gets Southern Local up off their feet, goes up with it, and draws the foul. He has two free throws with 44.2 seconds left, and he's down by one. This is huge. Let's see if he has the
clutch ability. With 44 seconds left. Once again, if you're just joining us, it's a good time to join us. 46-45 Indians. Garrett Scott shooting two due to the fact that it was a shooting foul. So Scott will fire away. First free throw is up and missed. Another missed free throw. That's a big step for Walker.
And Max Hart comes in for number 22, Bradley Stallone.
Garrett Scott. Then over.
He could tie it with this.
And he does.
Welker calls a timeout. 46 all.
And we're going to keep it right here because there's just a little bit of time left. Nicholas, 44 seconds left. What do you do here if you're both teams?
Well, the beautiful thing about this much time is you have time to do whatever you want. You don't have to get the ball up, pull up a shot immediately. You can run an offensive set, if you're Southern especially, with these 44 seconds. You can run an offensive set and try and get it to your best player. My opinion, I think they should try and get it to Joyner, get him a good bucket. And on the other side, if you're Wellsville, get a stop here, try and get a bucket off yourself. Wellsville needs to clamp down and not let Southern get it to their big all-star players. Southern seems to have the size on them, too. So if they can keep it out off the block and maybe out on the perimeter, I'd say that's what Wellsville's goal is here right now.
And also, if one team traps and a guy gets open, no team should foul. But, I mean,
both teams in the bonus now, so you don't get anything out of fouling.
Right. That's what I was really trying to say there. So it's 44 seconds left. So you said it yourself, the ball's going to Joyner. Who's guarding?
Oh, Cam Davis, I say. Cam's on him right now. Cam is one of the most athletic players the Wells will have. He's lengthy. He can match up with Joyner well. Joyner goes deep to match in the court.
And it's not a...
Although it is a foul on Matt Lawson. And Maximus gets to go to the line. That's good. I'd rather give up a foul than an easy layup.
Yeah, what a great play for Matt Lawson to stop it. But it's a bonus shot. And Max Hart with big free throws. 43 seconds left for all time. Hart shoots the free throw. Let's see what happens.
It's missed. He misses the first. That's huge. See, Matt Rawson with that foul saves Wellsville a point. And Southern calls a timeout here.
Once again, let's keep it here again. On every timeout, we don't want you to miss any of the action. So what's the feel here, Mitchell? If you're Wellsville, you got to be feeling good. Because if Southern makes a free throw, one shot wins it.
Oh, no doubt about that. But there is 43 seconds on the clock. They have time. It's not like this is the shortest of the clock situation. It's not like it's 7 seconds or you have to hurry up and get a shot up. You have plenty of time to get the shot you want.
Yep.
Southern, you didn't use their time. They wanted to catch Wells off guard. They somewhat did. But, I mean, hey, if Maximus misses his next free throw, they've got a debacle on their heads. Wells has a real, they're in a real pickle. So let's see how it goes. Maximus here to shoot a second shot.
Shot is up. And he makes it. But they wave it off.
Oh.
They wave it off.
There's a free throw lane violation. And that shot does not count.
Oh, my goodness. 46, 43 seconds left. The Tigers have the ball. Let's see what they do with it, Mitchell.
Man, Bryce, excuse me. Maximus got a little too... A little too excited there, and it bit him.
And it's a carry by Garrett Scott. Garrett Scott carries the ball. 33 seconds left. Indians have it. The Indians could win this game.
They say that Garrett put his hand underneath it, and he carried it over. It's typical. A lot of guys do it, but you need to be careful with this ref happened to see it. So now it's 46-46 with 33 seconds left. Southern has the ball on the opposite end of their scoring end, so they have to drive all the way up the court.
Jim Grothouse has it, directing traffic. Grothouse drives. Darian Suggs on the cover. 25 seconds, 24. and Kim got outscored by Suggs. Timeout Grimm. Timeout Southern. We're all tied. Mitchell, talk to me here. What do the teams have to do to get the victory?
Well, 21 seconds left. Southern has the ball. If I'm Southern, I'm going to sit on the ball. I'm going to wait for the last shot, and I'm going to get it off. You don't want to give Wellsville another shot at it because you know they can get it. Well, if you're Wellsville, you want to play aggressive, but you don't want to foul. There's a fine line there. We all know that. You foul, you give Southern easy free throws. If you don't, you got to let them make their own mistakes. So there's a fine line here. If you're Wellsville, you're on the defensive. You're in the spot you don't want to be in. But Southern still has to convert. So let's see. We have 21.6 seconds here left in the game. And let's see what both teams do with it.
Southern Local got it over half court before they called timeout.
So now Southern has it on their end, on the opposite end, on the end they want to score at. This gives them time. This might be a little too much time, though, you know?
Yeah.
21 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, it is. If you're Wellsville, though, you can't foul. So I can see them playing off on the inbound. 21 seconds left. 46-46. Let's see what Gerard Grimm draws up first score. The winner has it and will inbound. Max Hart lined up against Matt Rawson. Cam Davis guarding the inbound. Pass goes to Cam Grothaus. The clock continues to run. Grothaus hesitates, drives the lane, shoots the layup, missed it. Rebounded by Matt Rawson, and the Tigers have the ball. 10 seconds. Pass goes to Garrett Scott, and he makes the layup. Garrett Scott for two. Time out, Gerard Grimm. 6 seconds left.
Great court vision by Matt Rawson.
What a layup!
To see what was in front of him. Kick it, perfect, right in the chest. He looks like, Darryl, like a receiver out there, Michael. Went up there with the left hand.
That looked beautiful. That was like Blake Bortles throwing it to their fullback, Jacksonville, on the Steelers the other night. Garrett Scott was wide open down there. What vision by Matt Rawson.
Matt Rawson pulled down the rebound, and that was an and one. They
it
called
was
a foul.
One.
They called a foul, so now Garrett's got a chance to steal this away and make it a three-point game.
Well, it's not sealed away. Southern can't shoot a three and win. Shot, make the rip, and make the free throw. And he talks to his teammates. Time out to Gerard Grimm. One shot left. He's got 6 seconds. Wellsville 49, Southern Local 46. What do you do if you're Gerard Grimm and company?
Well, you need a three. You need a three. Maybe even try and draw a foul on the line. I don't know. It's tough. You have 6 seconds. This is just enough to get the ball in, take a couple dribbles, figure something out. It's not like you have to shoot it up immediately, but you need to figure out something to get it off and create space. As we've talked about before previously, Kobe was the best at this kind of situation. He was great at creating space for himself, figuring out how to get the big shot in the closing seconds. Let's see if someone has a little Kobe in him here for Southern tonight.
Well, I think we also need to realize Southern might draw up a little thing that I call the Warriors play. And let's set up a screen for Jake Joyner to go for a three-pointer and try to tie this game.
Yeah, a little quick screen to get him open, and we'll see how they draw it up here. Southern has the ball here. They have to get to the opposite end of the court, shoot a three, and make it to even tie. So there's a lot of pressure here on this possession.
But if you're Wellsville, you cannot foul. Joyner has it. And right there on cue, is he going to shoot a three for the win? They chase him off the line. He puts it up. He missed it. And the Tigers steal one on the road.
There we go, Wellsville. Tigers players storm the floor.
And Cam Davis does a little talking to the Southern Local fans, saying, we're out of here. We'll see you later. And we just swept the season series over the Indians. That was big time if you're Wellsville.
Oh, no doubt. That's a big win in their conference. And just for confidence sake, they were able to come in here on the road, beat a tough rival team. And, hey, you can't beat that. This is exactly what you asked for. My senior year, we weren't able to pull it out on the road here against Southern. So I know how that feels. It's tough to lose here. And coming away with the win's huge for your pride coming into the next coming into your next game and the whole season.
No doubt. What a victory here for Wellsville. We're going to go ahead and do a coach's corner and a player profile or two, maybe. So keep tabs on the site. We're going to do a quick interview and get it to you for the recap of this game. What a wonderful night it was. One of the best games we've ever called, I think so.
No doubt about that. Definitely a huge game for both teams coming in. And Wells will walk away with some serious confidence after this victory, especially here on the road against a rival school like Suffolk Local.
49-46. Tigers, what a win. And we thank you all for joining us tonight. We'll be back in action Friday, so keep tabs. YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Keep in touch. Tigers go on to 9 wins, 5 losses, while Southern Local falls to 7 wins, 6 losses. You've been listening on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Thanks, guys.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
You have been kicked from